What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. This is your boy, Jared. And today, I'm going to talk to you guys about something that I've been seeing
going on for the past couple of weeks.
Now, we've seen the likes of Davis Bridal and some of the marriage industry tank due to what's been going on. Davis Bridal recently announced that they're going to be filing for bankruptcy. We have Bed Bath & Beyond. They're filing for bankruptcy, and they're closing all their stores. And then you have the jewelry market tanking. And this is leading to people talk about marriage and relationships more. Because that's what drives society. That's what drives job markets. That's what drives decisions that go along in the But that's what goes along with everything that goes on in the country and Western society. So what we're starting to see is we're starting to see the collapse of the marriage industry. And it is due to the one thing and one thing only. The reason why men are not getting married. And that's the strong, independent, I don't need a man mentality. Now, I understand a lot of ladies believe that they cannot find a man of value. But here's the problem. Ladies, when you start looking at a man that's the Pookie Ray Ray, Chad Tyrone, the buff, long dreads, long blonde, straight hair with the chiseled jaw, built like he's made out of fucking granite. When you start looking at a guy like that, and he's shown you multiple times that he doesn't give a fuck about you, and you've let the man keeps running inside of you like the fucking hollow tunnel, and you have more bodies on you, there comes a time to where men think that you're not worth it. We can already see that with the adult actresses like Mia Khalifa, Lana Rhodes, a lot of the adult actresses. We've seen time and time again of podcast interviews of these ladies coming out saying that I regret making my decision and going into that industry. And you have ladies out here in their teens. I'm talking about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, having sex around the school and sex with so many different guys to where they're already ran through by the time they turn 18. Now, there's a reason why guys say that they don't want a woman with a high body count. And that is due to the fact that pair bonding becomes an issue and marriage becomes an issue because you're most likely going to be a statistic when it comes to divorce. Here's why. If a woman has that much experience with men, A, she's not a very good decision maker. That's the first problem. And B, she's used to having guys do different things. So she's not saying that she's addicted to having different partners in a sense. She's more likely to want to, if a guy doesn't satisfy her, she's going to want to move on to the next guy. And the problem is, I understand that a lot of ladies want their itches met. But the problem comes in to where you're going to want your itch met by different guys every time because you're going to get tired of the same guy. So it becomes an issue with pair bonding. You're not going to be able to pair bond to your husband. And there's a study out saying that supposedly after two bodies, the likelihood of divorce goes up to 80%. Or the likelihood of divorce, not likelihood of marriage, goes down to 80%. Then after five or seven bodies, it goes down to 50%. It's a weird study. I don't even really believe in it, but it's more an effect of that we see time and time again. And this is not even a study. This is not even a study that I'm going to be talking about right now, but it's more the fact of what I see on a daily basis. I see women that are very promiscuous, going out here having different sexual encounters with men, and her not being able to choose a partner, a husband, that can meet all her needs, especially financially. If he has a six-figure job or six-figure business, he's not able to be home with you all the time to have sex with you. And then if he's all at home having sex with you all the time, he's not making any money. So there comes a situation to where you want all these different things, and then you get that, then you're gonna find something that you don't like. The marriage market is in the West is unsustainable. So you have men going out of the country to find a traditional wife that has those traditional values of not having many bodies and being able to trust her husband with the way that their family moves in the direction of their family. And also, you have a man in the house that you have a woman in the house that respects her husband. A lot of ladies in the West do not respect men. They see men as predators. They see men as destroyers. They see men as hostile towards women. But the problem is we don't talk about misandry. We always talk about misogyny, misogynistic ideals, misogynistic mentalities, toxicity. We're always talking about toxicity upon the men's side, but what we never talk about is misandry and misandristic ideas and misandristic talking points that a lot of ladies have. Kill all men, delete abort black male babies, men ain't shit, I hate all men, stuff like that. We don't talk about that on the women's side because it's seen as misogynistic. But then the problem comes into where you want men to be held to a certain standard. But the problem is a lot of you are not willing to hold yourself up to that standard. You're below your own standard. And you're looking for the top 1 to 10% of men. That's a problem. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but a lot of ladies are average and a lot of men are average. You have to be content in being an average person. The only way you're going to be exceptional in the world is if you go out of your way to do the most unthinkable things, like building up multiple businesses. Designing something that you didn't, that designing something that somebody didn't know they need. And a lot of ladies, they find that men are average and they believe that they're above average when they're below average, in fact. So you take that mindset into a marriage and you're still seeing your husband as below average and you're thinking you're above average and you deserve this exceptional guy and you don't. So that comes in and then you believe that men are trash all over the spectrum when the guys that you fuck with ain't shit. But you need to also think about this too. I know I'm getting a little long-winded here, but it's the truth. If you keep on getting ain't shit men, the problem is you need to find out what's wrong with your ain't shit pussy. Sorry to say it like that, but it's the truth. You need to find out what's wrong with you that's causing you to get all these ain't shit men, so that you can fix that, so that you can get a man that's worthy of you and a man that is, and to get a man that esteems you as valuable and worthy of his time, attention, and respect. That's what a lot of ladies don't get. But I digress. But like, share, subscribe to the channel, support the podcast on Spotify.com, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.